As you can probably imagine, in the seminary, we had a rule of life, a code of conduct, you know, procedures and policies that we had to follow. And as young men, we tried to navigate our way around those sometimes. And we would ask our professors for permissions or excuses or whatever. And one of the professors would say, "You can do whatever you want, but there are consequences." I think that's kind of what the readings are getting at today. It's a good point of reflection for us. As Moses is sharing with the people the bottom line truth, that in life we really have two choices, and there are consequences to the choices that we make. Life or death. And there really is no gray. There really is no middle ground. You know, if we listen to the world, if we listen to the sinful part of our hearts, we try to find that middle ground, that gray area. We look for the little wiggle room between life and death. But we really have to make a choice. Are we living for the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the world? And this season of Lent is a perfect time for us to really process that question. Which kingdom am I living for? And Moses was promising the people prosperity and land and progeny because they had the fullness of the revelation of what it means to be a disciple, a follower of God the Father had not yet been revealed. So they had an earthly hope for wealth and prosperity. But Christ came to complete revelation and tells us that our true hope is in heaven, and that the only way to get there is to die. And so we have to examine ourselves. How many choices and decisions and thoughts do I make every day to not die, to prevent myself from dying in the spiritual sense to my own life, my own will, my own way? How resistant am I to surrendering my dreams, my hopes, my desires for that of God, the Father? For his will, his way, his hope. Christ is pretty clear in the gospel that if we want to come after him, if we want to be his disciple, then we must do these three things. Take up our cross, deny ourselves, and follow after him. Take up our cross daily, he says. Now we're on a journey, and it's a daily encounter with this choice between life and death. It's not something that we can make just once. It's every day we must decide. And so the season of Lent is a good time to reflect and examine ourselves. What are those crosses the Lord is offering to us today to take up? What is that suffering he's inviting us to enter into today, right now? The greatest gift is the cross. It's our ticket to heaven. And daily the Lord desires to share that with us. Are we going to choose to say yes? We can do whatever we want, but there are consequences. Let us choose life.